Latest news on Press TV. Human Rights Watch has urged Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to respect human rights in their countries. The international rights organization has called on Riyadh to release a detained rights activist. It's also demanded Abu Dhabi stop cracking down on its civil societies. Iranian students have gathered outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran to protest the Saudi-led crackdown on anti-regime demonstrators in Bahrain. Bahraini protesters have been demanding freedom and constitutional reforms since February. Scores of anti-government protesters have been killed and many others are missing. Former Israeli Minister of Military Affairs Shaul Mofaz says the killing of Osama bin Laden shows the U.S. has adopted Israel's policy of targeted killings. The Israeli official called on Tel Aviv to increase targeted killings of Palestinian leaders. Mofaz believes the strategy has proven successful so far. 13 Palestinian political groups, including Hamas and Fatah, have signed a reconciliation deal in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The deal requires the formation of a single unity government and a higher security council. It also calls for general and presidential elections to be held within a year. The British Prime Minister says Osama bin Laden's killing will not lead to a faster withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan. David Cameron says bin Laden's death will not change any pullout timetable. US-led forces are scheduled to end their combat role in Afghanistan by the end of 2014. Pakistan has criticized the US raid that killed Osama bin Laden as an unauthorized unilateral action. Islamabad has warned Washington not to launch similar operations in the future without prior information. The CIA has said it did not tell Pakistan about the raid for security reasons. A NATO soldier has been killed in Afghanistan. NATO says the soldier lost his life in a bomb blast in the country's east. The Western Military Alliance did not reveal the soldier's nationality. At least 160 US-led foreign troops have fallen since the start of 2011. And in France, Muslim mothers have protested against the decision to ban them from taking part in their children's school activities. Angry crowds rallied in Paris in response to the Minister of Education's controversial proposal. The proposal seeks to ban mothers who wear the Islamic headscarf from taking part in extracurricular activities at school.